Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When your world collapses, it is not only your body or purse which takes a hit, it is your spirit and soul as well. The warning light on the instrument panel of your equilibrium starts blinking red, which means you've stopped thinking straight. You say things which you no more believe than you would argue that evil is good, that the world is flat, and that God's character is badly flawed. It's like a sharp blow to the head which momentarily jars you. The floor wobbles beneath you, and you're not sure that your feet will hold you. Just a minute, you may be thinking. Is this a kind of temporary spiritual blackout? I suppose you might put it like that. I'm thinking of Joseph Parker, a godly man who filled the pulpit of a church in London until his death in 1902. When Parker's wife was stricken with cancer, he saw her die a terribly agonizing death. There was nothing he could do to alleviate her suffering. He was physically and emotionally exhausted as well. When she finally died, he waxed in the despair of atheism. He said that if he had had a dog who suffered as she did, he would have killed it to put it out of its misery. No, God didn't take Parker at face value in his time of desperation. He recovered from the trauma of what happened. The fact is, when our lives are struck by trauma, we sometimes doubt what we know to be true and believe what we really know is untrue. Take time to make a careful study of the book of Job, one of the oldest recorded dramas in the Bible. There you will find the same situation. People blaming God for what Satan had done, castigating the Almighty for the temporary blindness of irrational men who had lost sight of God's essential goodness, His nature and character. Okay, what do you do when you suffer spiritual amnesia or temporary loss of eternal vision? First, be careful what you say and argue for. True, God usually doesn't take our discourses very seriously when we have sustained a blow. David wrote that the Lord remembers our frame. He knows that we are dust. Yet you don't want your gyrations into disbelief to be taken seriously by others, or go so far you can't find your way back home. Then get encouragement from the right sources. Friends who will listen to you, sifting the wheat from the chaff, empathizing with you, but not letting you get away with walking away from what you know is right. Proverbs 27:6 says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." So thank God you have friends who love you enough to tell you what you are saying doesn't make sense, and your friend knows that and you know it as well. Be absolutely honest with God. A dad, having lost his 4-year-old, sat listening to the pastor speaking at the boy's memorial service. Muttering under his breath, he found himself saying, "God, I'll get even with you if it's the last thing I ever do." Then coming to his senses, he realized, how foolish. How could I ever get even with God? And then he let the tears of grief flow. Please don't blame God for what he's not responsible for. Don't stand outside the place of refuge to which you can run. Don't believe your doubts or doubt your beliefs. Realize God knows, He understands, and He will heal your broken heart. When you close the door of your life on God, it's a very, very dark world out there. Don't forget. When you are confronted with a storm, you have two options. One, you can turn on God and blame Him. Or you can say, "Ah, God did not cause this. I will run to Him. He will receive you with open arms and protect you and guide you." The choice is yours. I really wish that I could just listen to you now as you pour out your heart. You can do it by email. I will read it. Write to Guidelines at guidelines.org.